Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. I'm Edward, and today, on the Father's Day, I'm going to give a speech, a sermon, titled, A Grain of Wheat with Much Fruit. A Grain of Wheat with Much Fruit. In the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 24 to 25, Jesus said, Most assuredly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. A myth of the mommy wheat. In the 19th century, some archaeologists found some grains of wheat in the pyramid right beside the tomb of Pharaoh. And this tomb, this wheat has been there for 3,000 years. And under the fixed temperature and the very dry and the low humidity, the grains of wheat still stay the same, did not change at all, even after 3,000 years. In Chinese proverb, there is a good saying, 死有重于泰山,轻于鸿毛. The interpretation means, people will die. Some people get very valuable death, heavier than mount Tai, some lighter than a feather. A grain of wheat doesn't fall into the earth and dies. Jesus hears it says, one pursues one's self-benefit, one's own value. And if you do it this way, Jesus keeps saying, throughout the life, you do whatever you want to do, chase whatever you want to pursue, dream whatever you want to dream. In the very end of your life, you will remain yourself alone, perish after your death. Jesus here, he's not pointing out this is wrong or any kind of moral problem. But Jesus says that here is in the very end of his life. Just a few days before he would be crucified on the cross, he says out these words. A grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies. It bears fruit. It means, Jesus keeps saying, it's a self-denial. Die for many people. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and carry his cross. If you do that, what Jesus means, you will become real you, whom God authentically created for. What Jesus said is a very great paradox of Christianity. Paradox means a seemingly observed or contradictory statement, which, when investigated, may prove to be well-founded or true. A grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, will bear fruit. What is falls into the earth and dies? Let's check out. Here is a picture for growth of a seed. And what's the element for a seed to grow? Water, sun, the quality of soils. So here I mentioned three periods of the growth of a seed in the earth. First one, it's hiding period. Second, compression period. Third, broken period. What is the hiding period? When a seed falls into the earth, it is alone in the soil, isolated. And during this period, a grain of wheat could only preserve for 3 years. After 3 years, if nothing changed, this is naturally die away. Second period, compression period. A seed in the earth will be compressed by soils, earthquake, trampled. Soil, the poor soil or the rich soil, or too wet, too dry. Earthquake will shake the soil, the earth, beside surrounding the seed. People trample, animal move, and squeeze even the animals underneath the surface. Those factor, knowable and unknowable facts, will affect this seed. All kind of pressures and the stress, like today, we have. And after the compression, if this seed could succeed going on, it will bring out the breaking through, sprouting, shoot out of the cocoon. So the three periods of the growth of a seed in the earth, delay on. I also have a story of my life changing. And accompany with this layout, these three periods. First, I'll talk about the God's calling. I am a third generation of Christian. My grandparents, they have been baptized when they were young, about 20s. And my grandparents and my father are the elders in the church. So very naturally, I was born in the church, baptized as a baby, and a confirmation until I was 18 years old. And in this kind of normal Christian life, God's calling sent upon me. When I was a freshman in the university, this is the first time I was out of my home, study in Taipei. I was a resident of Kaohsiung. So I went to Taipei and during the church life, I feel so good to be connected to God, to worship the church, to sing in praise and be has very close relationship with God. I have that kind of calling and movement that I want to become a pastor. That's all I know if I want to get close to God at that time. And I asked my pastor at that time, say, could I go to retreat in the seminar school to become a full-time pastor and go on this way? And the pastor told me that, Edward, you just pray and keep waiting to see if it still goes on. And I followed the pastor's words, and after 1 month, then it disappeared. But this kind of movement, touching, still stay inside of my heart. The second time, while I was in U.S. and finishing my graduate program for the doctoral degree, and I live in Washington, D.C., near close Washington, D.C., Maryland, in the state of Maryland. There was a time I would wake up every morning and go to the lake behind my dormitory and study the Bible, pray. And accompanying me is the nature, the lake, the dark, the swan, and the God's voice and God's touching. And I feel so moved. And I feel the calling from God that I want to devote myself completely to God. Then I asked my pastor at that time again, another pastor in America. The pastor told me that, oh, it's very difficult for you to come to America and try to finish this doctoral program. I think you should keep going on and to see what God will do with you. Then I go on and finish the program. And after that, I come back to Taiwan. And at that time, I was in my early 30s. I'm still young and got a high degree in music. I try to build my career, raise up my reputation, try to win the audience, to teach more good students, to play more, perform more good recitals or concerto with orchestra, to be on the national hall in every city's major center, the recital hall. So I lost in the pursuit of the worldly value. And the God's calling is I couldn't feel it at that time. Then it comes to my changing life. In 2000 years, I got married with my wife, Ivy. Originally, we don't want to have children, but my wife got pregnant out of surprise. In 2002 years, there is a very famous pastor, Indian pastor, who prophesied in a certain Sunday, which I and my wife were there. He prophecy at that time says, God will give a young couple a son, a children, in this very morning. I hear it and I ignore it. But my wife keep these words in her heart. Then, you know that, know the story. You know that in that year is this. No, in November, we have our son. It's a boy. We name it Gabriel, after the angel. Unfortunately, this baby is so cute, so smart, but he has a syndrome. He is very allergic on the skin. He is kind of atopic dermatitis. Atopic dermatitis. So she could only drink special formula milk powder. That means he couldn't absorb certain and balance vitamin or nutrition. So that make him become even weaker. So he went to the hospital, not before he was 1 year old, and live in the hospital for 5 days. And because he's too young, adults cannot accompany him. That at that time, it really broke me and my wife's heart. The thing for such a young baby to live in the hospital by himself, only maybe 8 months or 10 months. So he grew up gradually until he was 4. He started to go to the kindergarten. Then that was the beginning of the disaster. Because there are so many viruses, so many diseases around the classmates. And he's so weak. So he's always sick. Always, I say always. Not as I remember, in three months, there are 2.5 months he is in sickness. So every day, in my memories, in those 3 years, I had to take him to the clinic, pediatrics, every night to suck out the dirty thing inside of his lung. So in the Zuoyin district, Sanming district, and the Gushan district, all of the pediatric, I and my wife know so well. Because we almost visit every clinic. And during the 3 years, he also went to the veteran hospital and the Changgun hospital two times, and lived there for almost seven days for one time. So he knows how weak he is. So we become practice, me and my wife. We use acupuncture, Chinese, or even massage, try to make him strong, to make his immune system become stronger. So up to the primary school, second year, finally he improved. He became healthier. Even at the third year of his primary school, during that year, he has not been sick for a whole year. That's out of my surprise. So in order to train him, make him strong, every weekend, I will do my best to accompany him, riding bicycle, and playing soccer with him, whatever he wants. And so I give all I can do, try to make him healthy. Until the end of third year of his primary school, during the summers, one Monday, the school called me that Gabriel is sick at the noontime. Could you come and pick him up and go home? So I took him home. And he is sick, and the first time for the whole years. But the temperature seems under control. Sometimes he's a little bit fever, but only as high as the Celsius 38.2. That is within the safety. That's the inside the safety label, still safe. And so on Tuesday, and Wednesday, he still go to the school in the afternoon and take rest by the morning at home. But on Thursday, everything changed a little bit. He become much weaker. And during these 3 days, actually, me, especially my wife, every night took him to the Chinese doctor, to our family doctor, the pediatric. And about 4 doctors, different doctors, to help him. And the temperature still seems under control. But on the Friday early morning, I remember so well. Around 2 o'clock, he start to become much, much weaker. So we decide again that. At that time, I said to myself, again, we have to go to live in the hospital again. So I start to pack all my things and start to want to take him to the hospital. At that time,
She is weak, but he is weak, but Gabriel could still make him joke with his mother. Have some joke. He still could have ability to talk and to interact. But by the time I hold him to the basement, to the garage, he suddenly lost his breath within seconds. He just told me that, Daddy, I don't want to go to the hospital. Daddy, I don't want to go to the hospital. Suddenly, the voice stopped. And I turned my head, watching him. I found out he's breathless. He stopped his breathing. So everything suddenly in a panic. We call ambulance, 911. And the ambulance comes in 10 minutes. And we rush to the hospital and the emergency room, where on the door, the doctor and the nurse, about 7 people, they already waiting at the door to try to make any effort to save my baby. But after 1 hour, he's gone. So doctor is so afraid to announce his death. The doctor and the nurse, they one by one, left the emergency, the operation desk, and leave me and my wife. And my wife is screaming throughout all of the time. He couldn't believe. And it was such a tragic and so surprising. We don't know what to do. We don't know what really happened. Even that same morning, 8 o'clock, the prosecutor even tried to ask me what happened. And even ask a forensic to operate to see if there any very deadly virus or something tricky going on. Maybe this couple want to thinking about the money of insurance. But of course, they couldn't find anything. Then our family doctor, the patriotic, very close, he was so shocked to hear about this. Even he checking with his elder professor back in college, in Chang'an, in Veteran, in any big hospital. No one could. They are so shocked. Why a young life suddenly just die so suddenly? And during this moment, this time period, 3 days, my wife keeps screaming for 3 days. Of course, when she was asleep, she couldn't scream. And later, my wife told me that on the third day of my son's pass away, God told her that it's me that take away your son's life. My wife asked God, how come, why God didn't answer her, and just say, first, you couple, I want you and your husband as a couple to do marriage counseling. And later, there are more service will come for you to serve. At that point, my wife couldn't understand it. Because actually, our real marriage condition at that time is not so good. Actually, it's kind of bad. If on a scale from 1 to 10 as your as your high score and low score about how you look, at your marriage. I think my score would be like 6 or 7. But my wife is only 1 or 2. Later, she told me about this. And God let my wife rest for 40 days. After my son's death, 40 days, my wife could really get out of her bed and start to recover from the grief. So, the following 2 years, I have been thinking about two subjects. First, why is death? Because I witnessed my son pass away on my hand. Second, what is the real meaning to live, to be alive? During these 2 years of hiding period, I would say, I pray to God with my tear and asking why, what will happen? God told me that. Right now, Edward, you will know how I feel when my loved son, Jesus, was crucified on the cross and been through all the whole process, the painful, how painful, how hurt my heart is. Right now, you could understand how I feel. Yes, but that's not enough for me. I said to God, why still me? What happened to me? Why this has happened to me? God told me that in the Old Testament. Children are the property of God. I say it again. Children are the property of God. It's not the property of my Edward or even my wife. And God said, this kiss is not coming from you. It's coming from me. Right now, I'm taking care of your son instead of you. And I will educate him. I will watch him. I will keep out of him. It's a much better job than you. And right now, he is in heaven with me. He is enjoying the heavenly peace and joy every day. He's so glad here, so happy here. I, myself, a boy, Gabriel's labor on the world. He doesn't need to face the devil's attack anymore. He doesn't need to face the world's sickness, virus. Not to mention about the workload, the work pressure after he grew up. And even I avoid him from the attempts of Satan. But only you and your wife still have some work, some service. I want you, two of you, to do, to finish together before you come to heaven to meet me and join with your son. I follow, I accept. So, oh, this is the picture. I forgot to show you my son's picture. This is when he was 2 years old, 3 years old. This is when he was in the kindergarten about 6 years ago. This is the picture when he was 2 years of his primary school. He became healthier. He has great talent in painting fine arts. Maybe he doesn't inherit any musical gift or talent or something ability from me, but he has extraordinary ability in painting sculpture. This is his final years. You see, in his smile, he become healthier, stronger, more confident, and enjoy his life on the earth. This is his ceremony, his funeral on that year. August 5th. This is the DM of the program, of the funeral. So, I entered my second stage of a seed growth compression. After the hiding period, I accept God's word. So in 2015, as you can see, on March, I and my wife went to attend a couple camp, which was held by a Chinese Family for Christ. It's an organization. And that is a trip for 3 days and 2 nights. And we have to live far from where we live in a hotel. And with 3 days of classes and talking, teaching we how to become a better couple. In the very beginning, I don't want to go. I think I'm good enough. Our marriage is no problem. But because Pastor Lin encouraged me, persuaded me to go, and I don't want to let him down. So I attend on the march. And after that, after that couple can, both of us, me and my wife, we found out what we should adjust in our marriage according to God and in God's way. So we feel the growth of our marriage. So on the same year of November, we attend the couple camp second time for the advanced couple camp. And during the camp, the lecturers, teacher in the camp, they need someone to pass the torch and to continue their teaching. And then they think me and my wife, we are potential lecturer. We improve a lot. So they suggest us to go on a training to become a volunteer lecturer for that association. So we attend the training center on 2016, January. And we got the certificate and qualify to be to become the lecturer. And in July that year, we go to serve. We went to serve as the first time. So it's a big step for me, something new for me to try on. And Pastor David watched me, observed me. He see me change. So he suggests me, Edward, do you want to lead a group? It's a group of couple, maybe talking about marriage. Oh, I am so afraid to contact people because I'm a musician. I'm a violinist. I used to practice by myself. To encounter with people, it's not my advantage. So I'm afraid of people, basically. So I tried to escape from Pastor Dave for about 5 months. And in the end, on 2017, March, I submit. I lead a group of a marriage group. And in May, the movement, the touching before the calling from God, it comes to me the third time. I registered a seminar school, try to know Bible more, try to prepare myself to serve God. I know that's something I need. So I registered in a New York Faith Bible Seminar School. And at that years, me and my wife start to have the private marriage counseling. And up to these days, we have 14 couples intensively or non-intensively, we are counseling. In 2018, March, I served the second time. And Pastor David started to give me a new job. Edward, could you teach some biblical class, discipleship class? That's the Old Testament 100 steps to introduce the basic idea, the basic history idea of the Old Testament. So I submit again and teach. And the next year, July, I teach the new course. And the same year, September, I start a discipleship group. Oh, then goes on. And until last year, 2020, I thought maybe nothing new, but there is a chance that a pastor of the church, Xingwangai Church, he invited me to give a sermon, Sunday sermons on Christmas, to talk about my life-changing stories. Well, that's the first time I step on the platform for God, the altar. And from this year, 2021, up to today, God opened more door. God opened new way, new river for me, new path for me. I start to preach in three different kinds of church for four times. And not to mention today, right now, this is the first time I preached in English. So sorry for my English if there is some problem. But this is a broken period for me. I keep breaking through, shooting, sprouting out of the cocoon because of Jesus, because a grain of mine, a wheat, which is my son, Gabriel. His death remind me. And let me recall my calling before. And I took so many new steps. So it really fulfilled what God told my wife when my son just passed away. Those words. I'm not sure what kind of new breaking through God want me to do. But I totally surrender here to God. Dear brother and sister, what stage are you in your life right now? Are you in your hiding period? Are you in your compression period? Or in your broken period? Eternal life, Jesus said that. One who loves his life will lose it. One who hates his life in this world will keep his life to eternal.
Jesus, he himself, set up a good example by being crucified on the cross, become a grain of wheat, fall into the ground and dies, and bear much fruit. Almost all of his disciples followed the way and died for the gospel, except John. Are you willing to become a dead sea to bear much fruit? Are you willing to deny yourself, give up your old one, carry the cross of Jesus, and for eternal life? If you are willing to give up the authority of your life and hand it over to God, God will keep your life until eternal. And I believe my only grain and wheat is my son Gabriel. He's right now in heaven. And me and my wife will see her in eternal life in the future until we finish the work on the world, finish the service, run the path God wants me to run. Right now, I'm going to play a tune that I composed for my son with violin.
I love you, my Lord. close to you, to hold you, and be so cool, me on you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
愿上帝赐福大家，祝福您有美好的一周。
And have a wonderful Father's Day.
祝福您父亲节快乐。